How do you promote drive and ambition? The hunger for success is important. Many examples prove this basic idea. Whoops. I felt like an unexpected shower with a bucket of ice cold water. Hello and welcome to today's LightWolf podcast. My name is Stefan, and together with my team, I support leaders and managers in making their own companies long-term valuable and long-term meaningful. Not just short-term financially viable, that's necessary as well, but we try to help companies be long-term meaningful. And we do so by helping them make clear strategy, good leadership, and sustained, well-managed change the standard. And I'm very delighted that you're taking time, that you're investing time today, wherever you are right now, in the car, in the home office, in the gym, or elsewhere. Welcome, and I'm glad you're investing some of your time into today's new episode of the LightWolf podcast. Today, on the topic of making people hungry. How do you promote drive and ambition? Let's start with a quote. A quote from an Italian philosopher, journalist, poet, and freedom fighter. His name is Giuseppe Mazzini. Quote, "The secret of ability lies in the will." Unquote. I couldn't agree more. In my entire life, no matter whether it's private, with my children, in business, in the companies where I've been employed, or in the many companies that we've been consulting over the years, in sports, particularly in competitive sports, when it's about major achievements, will is the decisive factor. The hunger for success is important. Many examples prove this basic idea. Capability is important as well. There is no doubt about it. We need to be able to perform the tasks we want to perform. But many successful athletes have said about themselves that they were not the most talented people, but that they were ready to invest the time and to invest the heart, the sweat, the tears, the work that were required to deliver the success and to achieve that success. This is why hunger for the same success is important for leaders like you and me, I think, and is also one of the six criteria of high performance teams that we use when we consult clients, when we either help groups to become a team. Yeah, these groups are often complaining about functional silos and working next to each other rather than with each other. So we use this approach to help them become teams in the first place. Or sometimes we are invited to support teams that are teams already, but they feel that there is much more that's possible. And then we are invited to help them become a high-performance team. Both times, it's the same six criteria for high-performance teams. And the same hunger for success is one of those six principles. As a leader, you also need drive for yourself and for people around you. You need ambition. And the people you will need also need drive and ambition from you through your leadership behavior. One moment that was probably very influential in my life happened when I was 15 years old. And it comes from the heart of today's LightWolf podcast title. At the time, I was 15. My English teacher gave me a very concrete example of how you can create hunger. I had a couple of weaker subjects as a pupil. I was not particularly good in chemistry or in history, but I was pretty good at English. At my time, and I'm born in the generation of baby boomers, there were 40 people in my class. Yeah, so many kids. And still in English, people said that I may have been the strongest one in class in English. And one day, our English teacher returns our tests to us, to every single one. And she goes around, and in, as you can see here by my accent, I was born and raised in Germany. In Germany, 6 is the lowest mark and 1 is the best grade. So she walks around and returns work to Sabine, 2+, and to Dieter, 3-, and to yet another person, 4-. And then she turns my way and says, Stefan, yeah, best in class, 2+. And like everybody else who received, the good ones received a clap on the shoulder, they received a little gesture of acknowledgement, I was expecting the same. Yeah? So best in class and 2+, I expected acknowledgement. But what did she do? She leans forward, looks into my eyes, and says, Stefan, but from you, I expected more. Unquote. Whoops. I felt like an unexpected shower with a bucket of ice cold water. It fled like a little nice slam in the face. It was really a wake-up call that I can still vividly remember today, and it's been decades ago. This was a wake-up call. She teased my interest to not just deliver, like you say about some horses. A good horse only jumps as high as it's required. That's probably the approach I had taken all along. But she saw that I was capable of more. And with this one feedback, she teased ambition out of me. She teased hunger out of me. And I started working more for English, preparing better for English. And I delivered better numbers as a result of this episode with my English teacher. But in the context of our major transformation projects, yeah, and we are right now working on 2 projects with a triple-digit number of participants. Yeah, one where we have 140 people of a global organization with a Swedish soul, and another one where we support for almost 2 years, we are invited to support 200 directors of a global 14,000 people organization with a German soul. So major transformation projects. When we do this work, then my partners and I sometimes hear complaints from the CEO, from the C-level, and from other senior managers complaining about their employees' lack of ambition. That they often just work to rule. They work to guidance and just do the bare minimum and the necessary. And some also complain that their employees want to work from home too often, in brackets, in order to work less. And I personally completely disagree with this. I have a completely different view on home office, but every company needs to do that themselves. I think it's awfully wrong to equalize presence with performance. People may not be visible for me for months and months, but they may deliver outstanding performance consistently above expectations. So that's my personal view. Anyway, while on the one side, some leaders complain about the limited drive and ambition of their employees, conversely, some of those employees sometimes complain about the lack of recognition, the lack of development opportunities, and the lack of clarity on what success really is, the lack of clear goals. So that's why I think this topic of creating hunger and some strategies for inspiring drive and ambition is quite complex, has many facets, and is highly relevant. And the question today is, like always in the Lightwolf podcast, I'd like to share 3 specific pieces of tips for you. They might not be perfect. I don't have the ambition to share the truth of the world. I don't. But they are my best experience on how you inspire drive and ambition in yourself and in others. Tip number 1. Clear goals and perspectives. Set clear goals. Achievable goals. Fulfill all criteria of good goals, including not only smart, the technical specificity that is necessary. Absolutely, it needs to be specific and measurable, achievable and realistic and timed. Yes, that's the minimum. But it also needs to be mutually agreed rather than unilaterally pushed on people. Good goals should be proposed by employees upwards. They should be owned by them rather than by their bosses. They should be the result of a conversation, not necessarily of a bazaar negotiation, but an adult conversation. What is the right goal? Genuinely agreed and striking a good balance between being ambitious, so hard to reach, but also achievable if most things in your control go the way you want, and motivating. Yeah? Employees should know how their work contributes to the overall success of the team and of the company. And that's another one that to me is important. When you align goals with your people, make sure they understand the why. Why is this goal right also for your team and for your company? And I think another element of clarity and perspective is also company vision. If you don't have one, then develop one. If you're interested in a chat, contact us. We often support companies in designing really inspiring, exciting visions rather than boring stuff. If you don't have one, develop one. If you do have one, then communicate it. Communicate your company's vision time and time again. Yeah? Just yesterday, a CFO of a quite sizable company that is working with us since more than a year, he contacted me and said, Stefan, I'd love to join your team because your vision is so inspiring. Yeah? We, as a team, we have set ourselves the vision, a well-led world. Punto. That's what we want to contribute to, my team and I. And yes, you may call me naive. Yeah, maybe we need 100 years to get closer to that vision. Maybe I'm naive, but I will stay naive. And that is the vision because it motivates our team and it motivates our clients. Yeah? We want to contribute to a well-led world where good leadership is not the exception, but the standard. And not just we want to be the biggest. That's not a vision. Yeah? That's very internally focused and at best a goal, but not a vision. And if it motivates anyone, then probably only the owner. I'm not sure that being the biggest is really motivating to many people. A vision is a big, desirable picture of a better world created by your company. That to me is a magnetic vision. Yeah? So tip number one, how to create hunger is clear goals and clear perspectives. Tip number two, challenge and encourage. My probably best boss, I had 16 bosses when I worked in the corporate world, 16 different leaders. The one who led me the best, and I was blessed because I had a couple of really outstanding bosses. This individual, his name is David, just did those two things with me. He challenged me and he encouraged me. Expect and encourage. That's what he did with me. He promoted me into my first European responsibility after having been responsible for one country or for three countries before. So that to me was quite a steep learning curve, to create value in a continent rather than in a country. It probably took me 5-6 months until I really was able to perform and understand how to run a continent. After just 1 or 2 days that I was feeling comfortable, he came back and said, okay, here is a second bit of business that I will give you on top, which was 5 times as big as the business he had already given me. So again, he motivated me, he challenged me, he expected me to master this business on top, which again motivated me a lot, and then he encouraged me. Yeah. So the second thing I advise you to consider when you ask yourself, how can you create hunger around you, is to challenge and encourage. A little bit like my English teacher. Yeah? And also knowing personal triggers of your people. Yeah? If you're a team leader, you should know what motivates every single one of your people on a personal level. What is the personal trigger? My English teacher probably had sensed that I was only doing as much as needed and might be teased by knowing that I have much more potential in this one subject than I was demonstrating. She probably sensed I wanted to be good at English and do my best. And she was clear that I wasn't doing it. I wasn't doing all I could. She addressed the subject directly, bluntly, provocatively, directly, and triggering me. Yeah. And the result was I did more, I prepared better, and I achieved better results. So tip number two for creating drive and ambition is challenge and encourage. And tip number three, recognize and reward. People need recognition when they think that they deserve it. If someone performs and delivers good results on target or even ahead of target, then this performance should not be taken for granted. It deserves a recognition. When employees deliver good results on or above target, or when maybe temporarily they don't, they deliver results slightly below target, but they work their ass off and they develop, they grow. You can see them grow. They perform better. They increase productivity. They lead people better. They grow their people. And maybe, yes, they have missed a financial target a tiny little bit. Still, I think this may also be a moment when you appreciate their development, even if not all financial performance KPIs are on target. So in a nutshell, my third tip is to recognize and reward, either when people deliver results at or above target, and or when they develop and grow. So in summary, I experienced three simple strategies to inspire drive and ambition. One, clear goals and perspectives. Two, challenge and encourage. And three, recognize and reward. And if you also want to find ways to establish ambition and hunger in your team, in your company, and you'd like to find ways how to do it, then by all means, get in touch with me for a free consultation. Let's talk. Let's take half an hour. Let's listen and exchange ideas. If this is interesting to you, go into the show notes, book an appointment with me right away. And finally, one more request for you. I'm very glad to continue receiving very positive feedback about this Lightwolf podcast. This humbles me every time I receive it. And still, we are consistently working on making it better and better for you so that you get value in return for the time you invest here. And therefore, I'd need your feedback. Your opinion is very important to help us make this podcast even better. So that's it for today. I hope there was something in this that helped you find ways to even more effectively create hunger in your organization, to inspire drive and to inspire ambition, either in yourself or in the people around you that you're leading. I very much appreciate your investment of time. I'm glad you are a Lightwolf podcast user. More and more people are becoming fans, and that touches me personally. So I'm grateful. Thanks for your time. Join us again as soon as you want. Maybe you're ready again next week when it's time again for the next Lightwolf podcast. Thank you very much. Take care and see you soon. Your Stefan.